This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
We need to think about it. And by the way, this issue of closing the masajid that many people are doing. In fact, I was astonished that some masajid were closed here in the UK, in London. And even they closed them and they did not allow people to come to pray Jummah. I would like to say a very important message to the committees of the masajid. This is not a matter to be taken lightly. This is a national matter. Actually, this is a matter related to the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Not necessarily in the UK or not in a particular country, but it belongs to the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. However, as this might be difficult, etc., etc., at least let us take the decision on a national wise, on a national way in the UK. Or at least the scholars in London should discuss this. But not the committee of a masjid, a particular masjid, to decide to close the masjid. What would be the impact of this on other masajid? What would be the impact of this on maybe the decision makers or the lawmakers? They might say, well, the Muslims are rushing to close their masajid. Let us close their masajid. This is one thing. It is a national decision, not a local decision. And I remember discussing a matter like this with a mufti, not from the UK, from another country, because some other countries also, they closed the masajid. And he said, Sheikh, at the end of the day, this is my own ijtihad, that they should not do Jumu'ah. I said to him, Ya Habibi, if your ijtihad that you don't pray Jumu'ah, you should not impose or encourage other people to do or to act upon your ijtihad. You yourself don't pray. This is between you and Allah. Even you as a role model, you should take into consideration other aspects. But at least you don't say to others, okay, don't attend Jumu'ah. You don't say to the masjid committee, close the masjid. Let alone a masjid committee without referring to scholars. Scholars, again, as I said, it is a national decision, not a decision taken by individual scholars. Please, please, my dear respected brothers and sisters, there are a number of issues here. First of all, prayer itself and congregational prayer is one of the Islamic symbols. As you know, we all know that Allah Jalla Ala did not allow us to abandon jama'ah, praying in congregation, even in the time of war. Actually in the battlefield when we are combating the enemies. And you know, as Allah Jalla Ala says in the Quran, وَإِذَا كُنْتَ فِيهِمْ فَأَقَمْتَ لَهُمُ الصَّلَاةِ. And that's why the scholars they took from this verse how we should perform the salah of fear. And the scholar said that even under that circumstance, Allah Jalla Ala is not allowing us to pray individually, which shows the importance of the congregational prayer. Let alone that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that he was about to punish those people who are not attending jama'ah prayer in the masjid. Let alone the reward that Allah Jalla Ala put it for those who pray in congregation. But on the other side, my dear respected brothers and sisters, salah in general is a source of victory, a source of success, a source of protection from all types of diseases and so on. So are we abandoning jama'ah? Are we closing our masajid in order to protect ourselves? I am not giving a fatwa, but I am saying we have to be very careful in giving a fatwa related to this. I don't have the audacity to give a fatwa to close down the masajid, to close down this symbol, Sharia symbol, which is the main Islamic Sharia symbol after La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. In fact, it includes Tawheed, this congregational salah. I don't have the audacity to give any fatwa before I just came from abroad and I was discussing it with so many scholars there. until now, I'm not confident enough that this can be done, and we need to discuss it with the scholars, local scholars from London, from the UK, before we come up with a decision like this. The other thing, the masajid, my dear respected brothers and sisters, even if it might, attending congregational prayer might cause harm to some people, we can say, we can find a way that those people should not attend, for example, the elders, those who might have this kind of fear. And by the way, technically, brothers and sisters, the scholars, when they discuss the means that lead to harm, they were differentiating between three levels. Mutawaham, unlikely to lead to the harm. Middle, 50-50, that it might lead to the harm. And likely to lead to the harm. Unlikely, 50-50, and likely. Each one has its own ruling. We cannot abandon certain Islamic symbols because of unlikely. Yeah? This is one thing. And there is a difference between a person who is afraid of having the disease, or a person who is likely, or who is afraid of passing this disease to others, to harm others, and abandoning jama'ah. So we cannot use what the scholars mentioned about a person who is afraid of passing this disease to others and closing the jama'ah. We can tell that those people who are maybe having those symptoms of coronavirus or any other similar disease, we should tell them that don't attend the masajid, yes, but to close down the masajid just out of fear, especially there are no legal requirements, especially it was not confirmed that this kind of congregation will lead to these illnesses. Yesterday, I came from abroad, and as you know, I use public transportation. And I was saying that, okay, how can we stop this? Hundreds or thousands of people using the public transportation. Once that is stopped, then let us take the closure of the masajid into account. But to have this measure before other measures have been taken, I think this might be exaggerated or not have been studied well. And you know, salah in of itself is a cure, brothers and sisters. It is a cure. It is Allah Jalla wa Ala legislated salah for our success in the akhirah and in the dunya. Allah Jalla wa Ala says, وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاصْطَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا لَا نَسْأَلُكَ رِزْقًا. The salah is a source of what? Is a source of provision. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he is sick and tired of something, كَانَ إِذَا حَزَبَهُ أَمْرْ فَزِعَ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ. When he is struck by something, he will jump into the salah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say to Bilal, أَرِحْنَا بِهَا يَا بِلَال. Give us comfort and security and etc. By what? By establishing salah. So the very foundation of Islam, the second pillar of Islam, which is salah and congregational salah in particular, that Allah Jalla wa Ala commanded upon us. Allah Jalla wa Ala wouldn't make this as a source of grief, as a source of distress, as a source of illnesses. It is very unlikely. Again, as I said and I've been saying, I'm not giving fatwa. I don't have the audacity at the moment to give a direction here or there, but I am saying we have to be very, very careful. The other point I would like to say is that brothers and sisters, masjid committees, imams, shuyukh, scholars, yeah, don't take a decision in a way you want to prove that Islam is caring about others or Islam is caring about the life of others. Without a shadow of a doubt, Islam is caring for others, but don't be influenced by that when you take such decisions. Another point, brothers and sisters, mashayikh, scholars, du'at, masjid committees, imams, the masajid should be a source of security, not a source of panicking. When you close the masajid, you are making people to panic. You are causing panicking among people. So be careful. Another message I would like to say, as I mentioned this, you know, we have seen those clips of some people, Muslims, shopping, and they are stacking, you know, rice. I don't know how many bags of rice certain individuals were stacking. Subhanallah. Brothers and sisters, we should rely on Allah Jalla wa Ala. Yes, are we going to run away from the qadar of Allah Jalla wa Ala? Don't use this hadith, a'qilha wa tawakkal, tie it, tie your camel and move on. First of all, this hadith is not that very authentic. This is one thing. But anyway, yes, we are commanded to take precautions, but not those precautions that show that we are afraid of other things more than we are afraid of Allah Jalla wa Ala. Don't do this, brothers and sisters. What kind of message are you sending it to non-Muslims? We as Muslims should be source of establishing security, feel of sense of security among people, not sense of panicking. Yeah, those people who are stacking this kind of food, it is enough for maybe a year. Subhanallah. This is, I think, it is taken out of proportion. Remember, brothers and sisters, Allah Jalla wa Ala is testing us. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Give glad tidings to Sabirin on those calamities that might befall them. They have confidence in what Allah Jalla Ala decreed for them. قُلْ لَنْ يُصِيبَنَا إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا. Say that there is nothing that will harm us except what Allah Jalla Ala decreed. And those Sabirin, they will say, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. We belong to Allah Jalla Ala and we are going to return to Allah Jalla Ala. And Allah Jalla wa Ala says, فَلَا تَخَافُوهُمْ وَخَافُونِي. Don't be afraid of them and be afraid of me. There is a difference between natural fear, yeah, that has limits, but to take that fear to another level as if Allah Jalla wa Ala is not there, as if you are fearful of other than Allah Jalla wa Ala more than what you are or how you are fearful of Allah Jalla wa Ala. And remember, Allah Jalla wa Ala told us about in the Battle of Badr, when the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told the companions to go in order to fight the enemies. They said, some munafiqeen or some people said to some believers, don't go. Yes? الَّذِينَ قَالَ لَهُمُ النَّاسُ إِنَّ النَّاسَ جَمَعُوا لَكُمْ فَخْشَوْهُمْ. They told, no, don't go, because people are gathering or will gather against you. Yes? الذين قال لهم الناس إن الناس قد جمعوا لكم فخشوهم. Be afraid of them. فخشوهم. فقالوا حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل. Where is this discourse to say we are relying on Allah Jalla wa Ala and Allah Jalla wa Ala is sufficing us? فانقلبوا, because they had their trust in Allah Jalla wa Ala. فانقلبوا بنعمة من الله وفضل لم يمسسهم سوء. They came back with the ni'mah, with bounties of Allah Jalla wa Ala, without being touched by anything that is harmful. This is a reality. We cannot run away from the qadar of Allah. As if regard to the other question...